Do you ever feel stuck? Have you ever felt like you just can't get to where you're trying to go? If you said yes to either of those questions, then you're not alone. 80% of Americans have said they feel stuck or even trapped. And yet, we live in the most abundant time in human history, with access to infinite information that tells us literally how to get unstuck. Podcasts, books, blogs, YouTubes, motivational speakers, it's all there. So what gives? It's an important question because it gets to the root of the issue. It doesn't matter where you're actually stuck. It can be your health, your relationships, your career, literally anywhere. To get unstuck is not about finding the next best program or plan or hack. Getting yourself unstuck comes from understanding what you're up against. No matter what it is that you want, no matter where it is that you're stuck, I know for a fact that to get it, you will have to change. Maybe you want more money, a better job, a day off. Maybe you want world peace, or just to raise healthy, well-adjusted kids, or just to lose 20 pounds. No matter what it is to get that thing, either something about you or something about your actions, your habits, your routines will have to change. To get you unstuck so that you can achieve what you're trying to achieve in order for you to succeed. That means change is the one true constant that underpins all of what you want in life. So with a better understanding of change, you'll have the tools that you need to get unstuck and get moving towards your goals in every area. Welcome to Change Made Easy. Change is hard, we make it easy. My name is Paul Levitin. I am a certified behavior change specialist and coach, and I've been working in the field of behavior change for over a decade. My goal is to help you understand the science and master the art of change. When change is easy, improving your health, wealth, relationships, and anything else you need to lead a happy, fulfilling life becomes easy too. On this episode, I'm going to explain why change is the fundamental piece that underpins everything else that you want in life, and how you can look at change differently to get more happiness, fulfillment, success, and whatever else you're after. Right now, you probably think of change like a snowstorm, but by the end of this episode, you'll understand why it's more like the weather. Hey, real quick, we'll be back to the show in just a few seconds. But right now, I just have to tell you about my free weekly newsletter. If you want to join thousands of change seekers just like you who get a curated list each week of 5 educational, informative, and inspiring pieces of content to help you on your quest for change, then click the link in the show notes that says free newsletter now. You'll get free tips to make your change journey easier straight to your inbox every Friday. All you have to do is click free newsletter in the podcast app you're listening on. Okay, now back to the show. You might have noticed something new today. New title, new logo, new intro, new everything. So what happened? Why the big change? This change has been a long time coming. See, for over 3 years, nearly 300 episodes, I've created and released episodes for this podcast under the title Happy, Healthy Human. And I created that show because, to me, that's always been what life is about. It's what I want for you. It's what I want for me, just to be happier, healthier humans. I mean, who wouldn't want that? It's a great thing to be a happy, healthy human. And when I tell people the name of the podcast, they go, oh, well, yeah, like that's lovely. But like, what really is it? Is it a way of life? Is the show about health? Is it nutrition? Is it a mindset? There's an ancient saying that some people say comes from Confucius that goes, the man who chases two rabbits catches none. If you're trying to do everything, you end up getting nothing. So I wanted to go back to the drawing board and get really clear about the mission. What is the result that I hope for you, the listener, to get from this show? So yeah, I do want you to be healthier, but it's not really a show about health. I'm not talking about what types of proteins to eat, what exercises to do. This isn't about biohacking or supplements. It's not about any of the typical things that people expect from a quote-unquote health podcast. And I do talk about happiness. I bring on guests and we talk about strategies and tactics to help you be happier and more fulfilled. But when I really started boiling it down, the topic that comes up most often that I've chosen to speak on for nearly 300 episodes, which is, I mean, literal days, weeks, maybe even months if you played the content end to end, it can all be summed up with one word, which is change. And this wasn't something that was planned or that I even realized was happening, but that's really what this show is about. It came about naturally. Because when I started as a personal trainer, then a nutrition coach, then I got my license as a health and wellness coach, took on mindset coaching, it was a natural progression. I just kept learning more because as a coach, my job was literally to help people create change. So that was a natural movement. I never decided that that's what I wanted to do, but as each job I had to get better at helping people change. People think that personal training is about teaching people form or telling them what exercise to do. People think that nutrition coaching is about making people meal plans or telling them, eat this, don't eat that. But the reality is that's like 5% of the job, at least if you're good at it. Because the reality is most people know what they quote unquote should be doing. It's taking action where they struggle. And even if they don't know what they should be doing at this point, Google exists, ChatGPT exists. I mean, the answers are out there. We have all of the answers, and yet people are still stuck. Stuck with implementing, stuck at integrating prolonged and sustained behavior change into their lives. Again, everyone knows what they quote unquote should do, and yet they're not doing it. And there it is a disconnect right there. Because anyone can eat a salad, or anyone can skip a drink on the weekends, anyone can do a workout, anyone can read 5 pages of a book, and you've probably done all those things. Every new client would come to me when I was a personal trainer, when I was a nutrition coach, and they would say something along the lines of like, I know what I need to be doing. I know I need to be working out more, or I know I need to be cutting out bagels. I know I need to be reading more. And so the natural question came to me, it's like, well, why aren't you then? You're literally telling me, I know what I need to be doing, but I'm not doing it. And then coming to me for a solution. And that's when I got super interested in the science and psychology of human behavior and human change. And what I found out was that the difference between you and I and the most successful people is not talent. And it's not willpower. And it's also not pure dumb luck. The most successful people who have the body, who have the business, who have the relationship, who have the happiness, the fulfillment, the difference is that they take sustained action. They change their lives. They change their behaviors and their routines so that they do the thing that they know they need to do consistently and they get the reward consistently. So yeah, I want to help you become a happier, healthier human. But the reality is that the route to those destinations has already been laid out for you. You probably know as well as I do what would make you healthier. And you definitely know better than I do what would make you happier. You probably know that you need to do more X, Y, and Z to get a promotion. You probably know how you could have a better relationship with your partner or your kids, or what you would need to do to reach the next level of your business if you're an entrepreneur. So again, the question is, what's stopping you? And this is the same question that I saw come up over and over and over with clients as I've worked in this field for over a decade. They could have the answers. I could give them the answers. But it was implementation and consistency that held them up. You can have the perfect workout, the perfect diet, the perfect business plan, perfect relationship goals, but they're all useless without action. And the thing about action is that it comes from change. If you want to do something you are not already doing, or to have something that you do not already have, then that, by definition, is change. It seems simple, but this is what I found to be at the root of everything. And simple does not mean easy. I said that action comes as a result of change. Action comes from change. It is a part of the change process, but it is not the whole thing. It's like how an apple comes from an apple tree. It is the final step in a long series of steps, from a seed going into the ground, being planted, taking root, growing up into a large tree, leaves, then a fruiting apple. And if you're eating an apple, you probably don't care about all of those extra steps. You're not thinking about the whole process. But the reality is that the apple wouldn't be there if all of the other stuff didn't happen first. And similarly, it's easy to think about taking action, but if you're not paying attention to the fact that the action literally stems from change, you're going to struggle to get it. And a big mistake that you might be making here is thinking of change as an action. Thinking that taking action is change, like they're one and the same, like they're interchangeable. Because people, a lot of times, they think of making a change like something that you do. Like you're going for a drive or plugging in your laptop. Like you do it and it's done. But that's not how it is. Change is not an action. Actions happen. They have starting and end points. Change is a law of the universe. It's like gravity. It's not something that happens like a passing snowstorm. Instead, think about change like the weather. The weather changes all the time. It snows, it rains, it's sunny, it's windy. But all of that is just part of the weather. The weather is always there. Some days, the weather makes itself known. There's a blizzard that shuts down the city. And some days, weather is just regular. It's the last thing on your mind. But it's always still there. There are no days when there's no weather. And that's how change is. It's a fundamental reality of your life. It exists all of the time, whether you realize it or not, whether you see it or not, whether you're paying attention to it or not. And just like weather, change affects everything else in the world. It can be from something as small as your daily schedule to something as huge as the economy and geopolitics and elections. Weather affects all of it. And similarly, everything in your life is affected by change. So when I want to help you become a happier, healthier human, to live a fuller life, to achieve financial, relational, professional success, how can I do that? Well, I can do it by better helping you understand change. So first, you have to understand the realities of change. If change is like gravity, if change is a law of the universe, then it has to be understood. You can't just wake up one day and say, I don't want gravity to affect me today. Gravity doesn't care. It's there. And that's how it is with change. Again, whether you realize it, whether you respect it, whether you like it, it is there. So it makes sense that you get to know it. And once you understand the realities of change, then we move on to the next step, which is making change easier. And ease is a huge part of this process because change is hard. And if it's hard, and if it's ever present, and it's a law of the universe that you have to deal with it forever until you die, it makes sense that making it easier would help you in your pursuits and help you achieve your goals. It'll help you get unstuck and reach success. So that means we don't have to focus on your nutrition or the specifics of exercise, or building a brand, or marketing. You don't have to focus on those specific techniques because all of those things are built on top of and through sustained change. So when you say, I'm going on a diet, what you're really saying is, I'm changing my diet. You already have a diet you eat every day. You just want to change it. When you say, I'm going to start working out, you already have an exercise routine. It might be doing nothing, but doing nothing is still doing something. So implementing a new routine is much less about deciding which machines to use at the gym and much more about getting used to the change of going from doing nothing to doing something. If you want to be better at work, if you want to practice an instrument more, if you want to listen better and communicate more openly with your partner, it's all change. So what this podcast will help you do is be the person who can create and sustain change in the long term. Because when you can do that, you can do anything. And that's how you get unstuck. So now you see why change is not just important, it's everything. It's at the root of all your problems. It's why you're stuck, but it's also the solution. So by making change easier, your life becomes easier. And that's what we're going to do every week on this podcast. Before you go, I just have to remind you about my free weekly newsletter. Don't miss out on joining the thousands of change seekers just like you who get a curated list each week of 5 educational, informative, and inspiring pieces of content that will help you on your quest for change. Click the link in the show notes that says free newsletter now, and you'll be signed up to get free tips sent straight to your inbox every Friday that will help make your change journey easier. All you have to do is click free newsletter in whatever podcast app you're listening on. So go click that link, and I'll see you back here every Tuesday and Thursday for new episodes of Change Made Easy.